Hello everyone and welcome back to Dungeon Crawler Classic. Last time we left off with Betrayal!
Betrayal.
Fucking captain.
Yes, the pirate captain rushes in, says, "It's dead, boys! Get him!" And they all turn their sabers on you, whereas Hidalgo and Gwen are both trying to save Shane from drowning.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and all our fucking goblins got killed.
Oh,
we have Moongum flying up above, though.
Yep.
We do.
I was thinking about this since the last time we played, and like the whole time I was thinking about it, I'm not going to fight him. I'm going to tell this captain that he's wrong. He's going to convince his men that we're better.
We've been fighting with his men. What was he doing?
Exactly.
So he just happened to show up right now at the end.
After we save his ass.
Also, I'm worried because I'm lower on health.
Yes.
Yeah.
So.
And
he's underwater, and the other two are trying to save him, so we're busy with them.
I don't want to give him my armor.
So all we really
rather die. All give him my armor.
All we have is Calvin, me, Eric, and Moongla. Yeah, everyone else is busy. Or hurt, or dead, or whatever. Right?
Don't we have a dwarf with us?
No.
Yeah.
He's on the ship.
Oh, he's on the ship.
Iago or whatever? Yeah, Igor.
Not Iago.
Iago. Iago.
Jaffa!
Yeah, him and Ruby, right?
Yeah.
And there's one more.
Toothpick Pete.
Pete Yang.
He's probably banging Ruby on the ship.
Probably.
Yeah, him.
You know? That dwarf is probably banging Ruby on the ship.
No!
She's easy.
She does
hey, they ain't
not.
She ain't married.
She don't go for anything short, okay?
Ain't no ring on her finger.
She don't like short.
Well,
that's not what she told me.
Rick McDaniel, all right. Turn that camera on. She don't like short.
That's not what she told me.
Ruining my moment.
She told
my
me
moment,
it's just fine. Just the way it is.
Rune Glenn's like, I love a good betrayal in the morning.
No.
Casting.
All right. I'm going to say, men, where was your captain when this beast was destroying your escape from this island? Mm-hmm. When you and your men were dying, he hid until it was dead, while we stood beside you and fought and destroyed this beast together.
And remember those wounds that he had a bit ago, that he was cowering from? We even gave him a health potion.
They probably don't, actually.
Yeah, they
don't know. Was he wearing his red
fine.
Shirt?
I had a good.
What the fuck? All right.
All right, so you were trying to convince them to lay down their arms.
Yes.
All right, roll personality. With a +5, because you make good points.
14 plus 1 is 15.
Plus 5.
20.
20.
Ooh, shit.
All right.
Not enough.
They've shed enough blood for today. They see that you are largely responsible for saving their lives. And will holster their weapons and sort of turn towards their captain to look to see how he's going to react.
Yep.
He looks at all of you. He sees the situation. And he
You're
says,
drowning.
Ho, ho, ho. No, a good point.
I'm still hearing
him. You're right. And they're like,
he's over there. He's like,
yeah. That's right. Shane, you need to roll a fortitude save.
Okay.
We should probably see if you die. It changes things.
A 6.
Okay. So, you breathe in some water.
Okay, take some damage.
You take a little bit of damage. So you need to roll your hit die, which is a
d12.
D12? Slightly smaller round one.
Damn.
That one. No, no, that.
Yep, yeah. That one.
10.
So you take 10 points of damage. Fortunately, damn. You're not dead.
Jeesh.
You have 9 left.
That's a lot of damage.
That would have killed Calvin.
That would have killed me twice.
Okay,
even if
good.
I was
17.
At full hit points.
Gwen and Hidalgo, so...
Aren't I at 9 now?
You're at 9.
As you said, you're at 9.
Yes. So Gwen and Hidalgo, I already had the rope around you, and, tighten up on the rigging, and they're pulling you up, and you see as if angels were bringing you to the heavens as you float up.
Especially Hidalgo.
Especially yeah. Hidalgo. And you... and you look, and... outside of the grotto, the sun is rising, and it's behind Hidalgo's head.
Yes.
That you can see.
Like a halo.
Great.
As he pulls you up onto the ship.
The winds blow through part of the cavern, and it makes a...
And he starts to do some CPR on the ship.
Before the ship's fine.
No,
some CPR on him on board the ship. But before his luxurious lips can reach yours, you start to breathe on your own. Maybe another day.
Maybe.
Right in his face. Yeah. Just water.
Salt water.
But you were saved.
Okay, thank you.
And you still have your armor.
I took some damage, but I still have my armor. I'm still alive, so I'm very glad.
So the captain goes, ho, quite right. Yes. I suppose we do owe you a great gratitude. Gratitude.
That's exactly what I do, Rick.
Some gratitude. I do have some kids.
You'll have to forgive me. Business and all. You understand how this works. Are you pirates, perhaps? Do you have a ship?
Yes, we do.
Actually, we do.
It's sitting right there.
That one.
He looks. You jest.
We don't.
I say, like, do I look like I jest and have my eyes glow a little bit?
He is.
You look at him like two different directions.
Do I look like I jest?
You look at him.
He is taken aback and he goes, yes. In any case, I suppose we are responsible for sinking your ship and your current situation. The least we can do is give you a lift to wherever you need to go.
See, we used to have a ship, and now we have a new ship, which is going to be this one, which will take us where we
need. It sounds like he doesn't owe us a lift.
You owe us a ship.
We saved your life, and you almost backstabbed us, man.
The ship would have been gone if it were not for us.
He did backstab us. He just missed.
Always felt when you save someone's life, it's not totally your own anymore. It belongs...
You owe us a life debt.
I've always felt like your life, part of it belongs to someone else. What's the price for your ship?
Well, then I think we're even.
How even?
Because I could have had the sea creature just devour you while you were swimming to shore, but I spared your life, to be fair, to sell you into slavery later. But, still, you're not dead, I'm not dead, we're all even here.
How about we tip the scales a bit? Like, make us not even.
By his eyes. Put both feet on the scale.
Alrighty. We need to make one of us captain or something.
Dick on the scale. What?
We need to make one of us
Hidalgo
captain.
He would be a much better captain than us.
He was just a cook, though.
So was Long John Silver.
He's not a captain.
He will be. What the fuck do you think's gonna happen, Aaron? The show.
Yes, where's Hidalgo at?
Hidalgo
was doing
on the ship.
CPR in the
blowing air in the wind.
Yes, he's just rescued Shane.
The shirt just tattered a little bit.
We need to have like a vote of no confidence or some crap so that we can like make his men vote against him for us.
It's a captain's vote, right? Just like they do.
It's like Star Wars.
You men talk about having the ship, but what would you do with it if you had it? What would you do with my men? I brought these men treasure with little risk to themselves.
Little risk? There was a Drake killing you guys when we got here. A little risk.
You took matters into your hands of things you thought you controlled that you couldn't. You put your own men at risk.
And you
whereas
were in the other room dying.
Yeah, whereas we didn't even put your men at risk.
Yeah.
When we captured them
exactly. And
kept them in a safe spot.
And we saved the men who these guys captured, too.
Yeah.
You hear the men, his crew, start to sort of whisper with one another about whether or not, you know, he betrayed them as fit to be captain. Some, you know, uprising maybe starting or something like that. I forget, did you mention Hidalgo's name? Or...
I don't think we mentioned it out loud yet.
You, sir, Captain Ugo, whatever. What's his name?
It is Het.
Ugabet?
Ular Het.
Ular Het. Okay. You, sir, Ular, are not fit for captain. Hidalgo is fit for captain more
Hidalgo,
than you are.
Hidalgo, yes.
They look around, not knowing who Hidalgo is.
And then suddenly, the sun strikes off of his
motion for him
to get my orange
sword hilt.
He takes a rope off the ship and
swings
to shore. And sort of looks up and says, "I have my own quarrels with this man. He killed my shipmates."
I didn't do that.
Hidalgo
killed our shipmates too.
Hidalgo has been a wonderful companion. I say we let him handle this.
I do not know if I have earned these men's respect or their trust, but it is true that this man must pay her for his sins. And I challenge him on a duel.
A duel? One-on-one combat?
We should have, like, in Black Sails, Captain Flint, and one dude.
That. Like, unarmed?
No, they just fight. Let them fight.
Okay.
Sonya.
We just make a ring. Go make a ring!
Get over here! Ular, right?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's have them fight. No, let's have them choose to fight.
Ular seems a little hesitant, but seeing that he's not in a very good position, hopes that his blade can overcome, and joins Hidalgo on the deck of the ship, where they start.
Everybody crowd around!
Fight. Yeah, everyone crowds around like at the back of a Street Fighter 2 level.
Yeah. I'm gonna take bets. Can I take bets from people?
You're gonna start taking bets?
Can I take bets? We can get some more money.
Yeah.
Why not? You're like, you see it right here. Hidalgo versus Ular Het. Ula Het, whatever his name is. The captain man. That's not a captain. Yeah. Place your bets here. I don't know. What are the odds? 10 to... I don't know. What are they? 10 to 1 in favor of Hidalgo?
I'd say, like... I've never seen this guy fight. I don't know.
I'd
say... They probably
have good ratios for betting.
A lot of respect.
I do a lot of betting. Okay, no bets.
I'm not betting.
I'll do a 5-to-1 bet for Hidalgo.
Huh?
Anybody, any takers?
There can be games. Games are good.
These men's futures and lives are possibly at stake. There's no time for
betting.
Wages.
Okay.
I'm not betting.
Hey, wait. Is Shane still drowning?
No, he's doing CPR.
I completely skipped over that part in my head. I'm like, are we doing all this? And Shane's like, blah, blah, blah.
So Hidalgo is the black die. If you would like to move that over so they can see it.
Damn it,
Shane.
Damn it, Shane.
What the fuck?
Oh. I was good. I thought we were going to roll. He just did.
My bad.
Hidalgo rolled a 20.
They were a 20 and like a 14.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the fight... starts off, Captain Ular is, especially for just being injured, can definitely hold his own. You know how good Hidalgo is, and the fact that it's lasted at least a minute means Ular must be able to do something. But Hidalgo, with the sun rising over into the distance, he positions himself so that the sun is behind him, and Ular can't quite see, but takes some sort of dust like this.
Pakistan!
This fucking dirty face. Fighter.
Fucking.
But a breeze comes from the grotto out from the sea.
Making
blows it into Hidalgo. Into
making the Ular's sound again.
Into Ular's face.
Yes! Just like Bloodsport, it backfired!
As Hidalgo takes his cutlass right into his heart, pulls it out, Ular collapses to his
knees. Pulls out his heart?
No, the blade.
Damn.
As Hidalgo turns his back, puts his leg up onto the sort of side rail of the ship, and looks out at his new crew, and says, "Who's with me?" And they go, "Ha ha!
Yeah!
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Now we have a ship. And I'm gonna go find Ruby.
Okay.
Ruby.
You run off to the boat.
She better be on the boat.
You're wounded.
I'm gotta find Ruby.
Rule it de facto.
You can heal me when I come back. She'll heal me. She'll suck the poison out.
That's not how it works.
What?
She can't just suck the wounds off your body.
She doesn't know that.
She's like recovery girl.
Oh my gosh.
She doesn't know I'm hurt.
So you run to the
take
ship.
Take all your stamina.
You find Igor. You find Ruby. Find Toothless Pete.
Yeah.
Not the worst for wear.
Okay, good. They're all safe, guys.
Yeah, we're all going to be sold into slavery as well. Igor, Bang, Ruby. Real safe.
Man. You see the first mate come up to Hidalgo and say, "What is the plan? Where will we sail? How will we split up the treasure?"
Toothless Pete's our navigator, right?
Toothless Pete is a navigator. Yes. They also have one.
Okay.
They have everything but a captain. But now they have
They do that now.
I guess we should leave their like crew quartermastery dude or whatever, like, because he will know their men.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as we can make sure he's loyal with us, then he should help keep those guys loyal with us as well.
Yeah.
Because if we just change him up, we might put, you know, we can't put the Toothless Pete in charge of all the men that he doesn't know anything about.
Yeah.
Money-wise, we should, like, probably put like 25% like towards a ship to help take care of like docking fees and resources that we would need for the ship and stuff like that. And okay. then like split the rest of it amongst like everybody.
Like,
does everyone else know about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to be like a public thing.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I want to hide, like, we're keeping 25%. No, it's going to the ship.
Yeah. It's going like, back to the
that way Hidalgo can use it to buy, like, food. He can buy planks for when we crash into dirt and need to fix it.
We're pretty much investing in a future crew that we can use.
Yeah. Because we're going to have this ship until we can get to the place we're going.
So the other 75%, let's just split it, like, maybe equal shares or...
Selenos, right?
Something like that. Is that the library place?
Yeah.
I already got good loot from this place, so I'm good.
You got eyeballs.
I got armor. That's toad armor. All
right.
So
we're going to sell it, and we need to set sail for a place that we can sell it, as well as to continue our mission.
Okay. They're okay with that?
Okay.
They, yeah, have no problem. There are... So there's this lot. There's also Hidalgo's old crew.
Mm-hmm.
Which is another 10 or so.
We need to gather all of them.
Yeah.
The crew, the ones we tied up, bring them back. I'm sure they'll all join up, because otherwise they're going to be stranded here.
Yep. Nope. They are all fine with this plan.
Good.
There's a lot of treasure. There
How
is...
How much is there?
Let's see.
A lot more than you can imagine.
Is...
I can imagine quite a bit.
Quite a bit.
Ruben.
There is 15,000 gold pieces.
Holy shit.
Total in treasure.
Mm. That's just money right there.
Yep. And also, 10 XP.
Good.
Oh, cool.
For everyone.
Okay, sweetness. So I'm at 70.
70 even?
XP?
Mm-hmm.
I'm at 88. Ew.
I am at 88 also.
Okay, now I'm at 96.
No, you're at 86.
I know, but I add 10, right?
No, you'd be at 86.
You're at 86 right now.
Yeah. That says, because you're at 76, now you're at 86.
No, it was at 86. Okay.
You're at 86.
All right.
Okay?
Oh, yeah, shit.
All right, so.
All right, let's go.
Get that little part out.
All right, so you've got a ship, you've got a crew, you've got a captain.
Good.
You've got a ruby.
What's, like, how's the ship look?
Like, the ship is damaged.
It was getting hit by that
beast. It will take about a week for repairs, unless you want to rush it.
We don't need to rush it.
Well, let's use that time. We can rest and also, like, maybe check with the snake lady.
Yeah, and you guys can heal too, right?
Yeah, if we rest, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That would be full health. So let's rest.
Okay.
And then we can also clear up anything else we gotta do here. One I would say is we gotta stop by that lady back at the huts. Mm-hmm. Right?
Rick?
Yes.
I would like to appeal to my god to try to get back some luck.
Yes. You do so. You have done great things for him on this island.
Ooh, okay.
You have dissolved one aspect of the croaking fane.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't really want you to go back to the snake village.
Sure.
And talk to the snake sister. But if you just sort of go out in the swamps and do some praying and stuff. Yes, absolutely. You can get back, 2 points of luck.
2 points.
Both of them.
All right. We'll go and hang out.
So while you're doing that, the snake sister is eternally grateful.
Good.
She says that you have... You know, brought a great blessing to this place, that it will thrive and prosper for generations to come. Because not only have you taken out these pirates, but also you took out quite a bit of the death cult on the other island as well.
The frog people?
Giant toads.
And the giant toads, but also, so these are the Komi-Ai people, the Komi-Kai people on the other island. You've had some dealings with them as well. And have helped them. And... As reward for that, she will tell you the location of the Blessed Pond, which you already knew, but also of the Death Tree, which, if you go there and pluck its fruit, it is a very deadly poison.
Oh.
The fruit is a deadly poison?
Okay.
So what happens is if you take the fruit, not only is it a poison, but if you put it inside of a corpse's mouth, the corpse will come back to life.
Oh,
sort of an
shit.
Undead
Whoa.
Servant.
Take it.
Like zombie style or like...
So like if one of us dies, we can just bring us back?
Yes.
Well, yes, but you'd be brainless.
Well, that's the point. Okay, so just like Calvin is normally.
Sting.
I have an equal intelligence with you, and you're supposed to be the wizard.
Damn it!
Actually, no. I have a higher intelligence.
Sorry.
It's not so much bring
your character, he made the mistake.
It's not so much bring your character back to life as it would be for like a necromancer to make zombies or something to defend his place, you know?
Okay, but they'll be loyal to us, so they
You would command them.
Okay, well, we should. That's cool.
Yeah, we should go there. And
but you also wouldn't want to necessarily bring them to a town or something.
Well, yeah, but they last a while, right?
She's not sure. She only knows really
just
about
put
the
them
tree.
On some chains
okay.
and
do
just
in the winter.
Drag them around on chains as they walk behind us, just like dogs.
Teach them to do Thriller.
Well, we lost our goblins.
Yeah, I know.
So you go to this tree, you find three fruit.
Wasn't she a redhead? Where's Ruby?
The snake sister?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is.
No, I'm awful.
She's like Princess Snake from Snake Way.
I'm awful.
She sounds like a solid snake.
Ruby's always very...
Hey, what's going on?
Interesting.
Ruby is eternally grateful for you saving her. Yes, she thought for sure she
again.
Would be sold into slavery again.
Again?
Save her all the time. And, yes, has only increased in her feelings for you.
Sweet.
You have not let her down yet. Although it is quite dangerous, and she would like to find civilization soon. Maybe settle down.
I'm gonna die. I can't settle down. I'll die if I settle down.
Right?
No, but every day.
Quite literally.
Does she know about your curse?
I don't know if they know.
Have her read the book.
No! I'm not putting this on her. That's terrible.
She'd be several months later, so she would have a chance after we die.
Yeah, just put it there and leave it over and read it, and then she'd be bound to you.
No, that's not how it works.
Not doing that.
We're all working for a common cause. We're not bound to each other.
I guess if she's like thinking me and all this stuff right now, I should.
Okay.
So I'll tell her.
She leaves you.
if you explain it to her, it'll be the same result.
Yeah. Like there was an incident with this book.
This book.
And got cursed, so I can't settle down yet because I've got to save myself and our friends here.
Rick, you should have a roll to see how she reacts. Can we get to one?
No!
Just throw this one off the boat.
Do it.
She has a personality and a character.
Sure.
And she says, yes, I understand. You are very brave, and I will be brave with you and will not abandon you until this curse is lifted.
Then she'll abandon you.
Not abandon you until this. Like I'm free, baby. He's like, bye.
She wants the treasure. Speaking of which, how do we want to divide up the remaining 11,250 gold pieces?
That's the ship's ledger thing, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm actually keeping like a ledger thingy now. So anything that happens on board the ship that is involved with the crew.
Also, make sure you take out a week of your time, Aaron.
Yeah, I know.
A week. Deck on it. That's how long
if
it took.
You're gonna wait
down.
For the full repairs.
All repairs to the ship.
I don't wanna rush it though and we fucking sink.
Yeah.
You know, we miss this hull.
Guys.
Well, we gotta
are
have,
we still leaking?
We gotta keep the crew and Hidalgo happy and make it seem like we care.
Yeah. Okay. So do we do like equal shares?
Sure.
How many crew members are there?
21. Five, including Hidalgo.
Yes.
25.
25.
And then us.
There's four of you.
Four.
And there's Gwen, who
Okay, so is, 30. She's
there's Toothless involved. Pete, who's included in the pirate crew. And
Toothless
there's
Pete.
Igor, who just wants to go home and inherit his kingdom.
She called him Buck Pete.
So like 32, 33. Ruby isn't involved, right?
Nope.
She doesn't get a share. Okay.
I mean, Igor doesn't expect a share either. Moonglum sure as heck does, though.
Okay, so still 32 then.
I mean, we saved Igor's soul from the confines of con 13, so he's probably still pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that Igor?
No.
That's not him?
No.
Where's that one?
Igor was the drunk dwarf in that little town we started in where we freed all the slaves.
Well, when I said, did we have another dwarf, we have another one, though, don't we? From con 13?
Yes, he is still with you. Okay. He doesn't really want to journey with you if you can just drop him off somewhere.
Sure.
But he is around.
Okay.
Yes.
I remember now.
Yeah.
Dang.
It was the character Eric played while he was
automaton.
Yeah, and then there was a soul, robot, though, and then, like,
there was a soul inside of it that you guys freed. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Eric is right.
Just totally forgot about that character. I feel bad.
He's just been following us around, probably standing there watching.
Speaking of characters that you may have forgotten about, as you're getting ready to set sail, is there anything else over the week that you're interested in?
Well, did we go get that fruit?
Yes.
Yeah, we got the fruit.
Three pieces of fruit from the depths.
How many?
Three pieces.
I mean, one of the days, me and Ruby are going to go hang out with the snake lady.
Okay.
Just to talk.
Just to talk. Yes.
Fucking Ruby stays there. Like you are cursed.
Yes, a lot of the island inhabitants are very grateful, and you and the pirates have a very good time.
They're probably throwing a party for us.
Yes, exactly.
Yay!
A week full of party.
A week party?
There's feasts.
Oh, man, I'm staying with
it. There's singing, there's dancing.
There's a snake place the whole time.
Have I found anything interesting in the swamps?
Dirt, mud, bones.
I'm asking the DM.
You go back and make sure that you completely desecrate that temple.
Yep, good.
But other than that, there's nothing really of interest in the swamps. You just take the time to meditate and get closer to your god.
Perhaps if that pleases my god, I might get another luck.
So as you get ready to sail, a figure appears. Who is blonde, a woman, young, pretty, but missing her twin sister.
Oh, no.
Oh, really?
The assassin.
The assassin lady? She was on the ship. I thought we lost him.
Mm-hmm. You thought so, but apparently she has survived.
I remember. Hang on. Her name.
Lillian.
Her name.
And Liliana.
Liliana and Lillian.
Yep. This is Lillian. She says, "Oh, you're all still alive. I barely survived. I was washed up on shore. My leg was broken. You can see that it's sort of bandaged up." And she says that she's glad that she found you and that you haven't left and that there's a ship and she wants to go with you.
Weren't they the ones that we decided weren't telling the truth about something?
Where have you been for like 2 weeks?
I've been lost on the island. I've been surviving.
On what?
On fruit. On, I mean,
breadfruit.
Did you eat any of these apples? And I pull out like the
It's the lost travel theme.
Yeah, it is. I don't know, what do we do with this?
She'll make a good wife for Hidalgo.
I don't know. Will she?
I'm always looking out for that guy.
I don't think she would take to that well.
We don't know.
Obviously. I'm guessing.
Take her in, right?
I'm guessing your sister's gone.
She's looking around.
Maybe console her so you can.
And asks if you've seen her sister.
No.
She seems shaken by this.
I go console her.
I was lost on the island. Maybe she is too. Do you think we could look for her?
I can't waste more time. Has it been a week already?
It's been a week.
So she's been gone for 14 days. She probably killed her sister. Ate her.
Went mad.
I haven't found anything in the swamp.
We've been all over this island. How did we not see her or her sister?
I guess we were trying to move, like, fairly stealthy.
Not really. We were fucking up on a tower looking around all over the damn place.
Yeah.
I was a giant frog with wings.
Yeah, he didn't see shit.
It's not like she would go towards that, though.
See, if we would have crashed on this side of the ship, now she's all the way back up here.
Everyone, roll.
I don't trust her.
Everyone, roll intelligence checks.
I can't. You took my dice.
Oh yeah.
whatever your modifier is, right?
18.
Yep.
20 with the modifier.
That's not a D20 at all.
Oh,
shit.
Try again.
Round 2. 11.
12.
19. 19. Oh, minus 1.
18. Okay, so you both got 18. All right, so you both notice. Shane sort of tries to console her.
Shane, who's that?
Ravens tries to console her.
What? Go on.
But she will not believe that her sister is dead and is insistent that you look for her. Hidalgo doesn't know about the curse, right? So he doesn't know that you're on a timetable?
Yeah, I guess not.
Okay. Hidalgo goes up to her. He seems somewhat smitten. You two notice that she whispers something in his ear, and you see his eyes white over for a second, and then come back. And he says, yes, the repairs can wait. We need to take them in. We need to search the island.
But the repairs already happened.
When you say white over, does that mean like they literally like go, mm-hmm. like magically?
Does she cast a spell?
Magically.
Well, I spell on you.
No, but yes, I'm sorry, you're right. The repairs are done, but he says that we need to wait. We need to send everyone into the forest to look for her sister.
Spell on me.
We can't do this. We can't do that.
No.
Like, Hidalgo, we don't have time for this. We can't.
Yeah.
Here's what he says.
Hidalgo.
Can I try detect magic, and if I find it, give Hidalgo proof that he was just,
Sure.
Witchcraft.
Yep.
Okay.
Witchcraft.
I have to find rules. Okay. Okay.
Roll.
Nine.
Plus?
What would be plus?
Plus caster level? Two for your level, yep. And then plus any personality modifiers you might have.
Zero.
So that's 11?
Yep.
Does 11 do anything?
11. I just was at it. No.
You can spend luck if you wish.
I need one to get to. The cleric is aware of magical enchantment when any object, this includes weapons. The cleric cannot distinguish any portions of the target are magical. Okay. Yeah, if I get to one, I get to the between 12 and 13. So I use a point of luck to get myself up to a 12.
Okay. You can tell that there is a slight aura around Hidalgo of... Damn. What's the name of that class of magic?
Illusion?
Prestige?
Not illusion. But of like a mind magic.
Sure.
A charm.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Charm. TV show. Three witches.
No.
Oh my god, they're so sexy.
Hidalgo looks at you, and he looks at her, and he says, I am grateful, and I owe you everything, but what is one more day of searching? I mean, this island is great for us. The men certainly are in no hurry to leave. What's the rush?
The sooner we leave, the sooner we can... I can sell the money, but I don't know if the men are going to care about that. I don't know if we want to tell them that we have our timetable necessarily. Do we? Hey, we're going to die if we don't do this. We want them to know that?
Can we trust them? That's the thing.
I mean, you could take Hidalgo into private. You don't have to do it here necessarily.
We can trust Hidalgo.
Yeah, I think we can.
Give him everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know whether we can trust him now.
All right.
We could.
I'd take... Hidalgo, can I talk to you in your captain's quarters?
Of course.
I want two of us to stay here and watch the blonde.
Lillian?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll watch her.
You wanna watch her?
Yep.
I also wanna bring Moonglow.
While this is all happening, the crew is still like loading
stuff on the ship and stuff.
Yeah. Crates of food and stuff on the ship, boxes, things like that. But you both go into the captain's quarters, and he's like, He seems smitten. He's sort of looking out the window, and, like, looking. He finds a rose, and he smells it.
He's pondering it.
Aaron, you gotta give him Ruby.
That's gonna fix this.
Might.
All right.
I'm sorry, you must forgive me. It's been a while since I've seen a woman, and a woman of such beauty.
I believe it's a little more than that, Hidalgo. And, Moonglum's here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Moonglum, what do you know of charm magic?
I'm very charming.
You are very charming. That is very true. But what do you know of the magic of, like...
How it affects people.
Charming someone's mind.
Enchantment? Is that the kind of magic you
have? You're giving me my gold?
Yes, you'll be getting gold from our adventures. You're part of this crew.
Very good. Very good. Yes, yes. Yes, you can cast charming magic on all kind of things. Man and beasts. The opposite sex tends to be better at it. On the opposite sex, if you will.
Alrighty.
What do you want to know?
Well, Hidalgo, I believe you have been charmed by that woman out there with a spell.
A spell? That doesn't make any sense. I would have felt something.
Well, you may have, but maybe now you don't remember it.
Why would she do that?
I don't know. She was very untrustworthy on her boat before, and her sister were some type of assassins.
Now that you mention this possibility, he gets a saving throw. Which he
ouch.
He
could have moved it. He could have just set it down.
He says, "No, I can't believe such a thing." He seems to be getting angry at the possibility that you're trying to get between him and Lillian.
Calm down, Hidalgo. It's just me and the was he a cleric?
And the imp. I mean, you trust this imp more than Lillian? I he's a demon. He sows distrust everywhere he goes.
But he was never trying to kill someone on our ship as we were sailing. Whereas they were.
Can we just say that we also saw the white gleam in his eyes?
Well, yeah, I was going to say he's a cleric, right? Eric?
Eric is, yeah.
Okay. The cleric and I also have sensed the magic that was used and saw a change in your eyes when she talked to you. A magical change.
Yeah, I mean, we all saw
not
it.
Just,
we all saw it.
Not just your eyes opened up more, but your eyes changed.
He gets another saving throw. You see the white come back over his eyes and then disappear. He shakes his head. He says, "You're right, I was under some sort of spell. I'm so sorry I was weak."
It's all good. But I feel like we should also tell you, since you're helping us with sailing, and we've had such an adventure so far, but we have a very short timetable of something that we have to get done.
Oh, I see. Why? And what?
There's been an incident that if we can't take care of it, in about 5 more months, the group of us will die, as well as a few others that we're trying to end this curse.
Oh, dear God, a curse. Well, you've saved me, you've given me everything, I'll do whatever I can.
Okay.
I would recommend me in my position of captain, I should probably stay away from that woman. I seem susceptible to her charms.
Yes. What should we do with her? I don't believe that we can trust her. And I don't know if her sister's even still alive. I think it's some kind of trick.
I'll take care of her. I'll take that one for the team.
What do you mean?
I would hate to leave her here, but I think she poses a great risk to us and the crew. So, I think perhaps we should. It's not a death sentence, this island.
No,
I mean, apparently she's lived here 14 days by herself just fine.
Go back to her little hut.
All right, so you're
but
good.
But she might not, apparently she is willing to risk everything to find her sister and to get on the ship, so she might try something else if we tell her she's not allowed on the ship.
If I try a spell and I fail it, the failure will give bad consequences, right?
Only if you roll one. Yeah. Otherwise...
One is, failure, you lose a spell and other.
Yeah,
whereas if you get a 2 to, like, 10 usually, it just, you usually will either fail or fail and lose a spell.
Yeah,
I can try Word of Command and command her to stay without getting us any problems, and then by the time it wears off, we'll be gone.
Charm the Charmer?
Yeah.
Could try it.
I have to get 12 or higher.
What's that do?
I can speak a word at a target within 30, squares or whatever. If it fails to save, it must obey the command for one round. So I can do it, and then we can get the hell out.
What's the save?
Well, one round is like 30 seconds.
Sure.
Maybe a minute at most.
And then 14 to 17, it can command for a number of rounds equal to 1d6 plus CL.
How you should use that during fights. Yeah. Tell the Sea Drake thing to attack itself or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or the...
Well, he did use on the dragon. Remember, he told him drop.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
That's true.
Yeah, that's right. I failed like 2 times in that fight, though.
Yeah, well, because you said
that caused me to have to start chanting.
You, like, prayed for 15 minutes.
And then I had to go kill a snake.
Yeah.
So what do you do?
We could lock her in the brig.
We'd have to gag her and
take her to authorities when we get to sell enough.
You know that she's in the same assassin's guild as Calvin, so surely she has a price on her head.
Alright, I think we should, like, take her, put her in our brig, and keep her, like, watched and all that kind of stuff until we get to Selenos, where she was trying to get there to assassinate someone anyway, and then take her to the authorities, maybe get a bounty, maybe whatever.
Okay.
What do you guys think?
I'll follow that play.
How do you feel about that, Hidalgo?
6 days to Selenos. We've charted the course. Mm-hmm. How will we feed her and keep her gagged?
Will some person go in there and make sure they can't hear somehow? Either we cast a spell on them, or we can just make sure they have earmuffs on or something? Just don't let her talk. Well, I mean, have her at the, like, at the ready, and we walk away. I don't know. You know what I mean? Yeah. Earmuffs might be better. Right? Maybe. Do we have earmuffs? Well, we can do makeshift.
You can take some beeswax.
Yeah.
You have your beeswax. I have a bee. Perfect. My bee can just bring her the food. Tied her up,
sure.
And I don't think, does my bee sleep? The familiar?
No.
Is it the rest? I can just have my bee watch over. She comes out, just attack.
Alright, so you tie her up, put her in the brig. So you you confront her,
mm-hmm.
and she sort of looks around to see if there's an escape, if there's something she could do, but she gives herself up without a fight.
Do you know what really happened to your sister?
No.
I don't want to make sure she had any idea. Some kind of trick. Your sister's out in the wilderness. We need to attack.
Do you want to roll intelligence?
So yeah. She did that.
Sure. I'll attempt it.
Okay. So that's what I was wondering. Is she trying to lure us out to kill us, but no, she just is desperate. And we're not helping her?
Calvin got 16. Okay. I got 17.
That's a 12.
3.
Three.
What?
She seems to be telling the truth.
I'm done with them. Give me some other ones.
Put them back in the box.
It's completely random.
It is completely random.
I don't know if I believe it. I don't think I believe it. No, there's luck in them.
Put them back in the
box. You know what? When this was happening to me, where were you?
I actually saw on Etsy a little cage to put bad dice in.
You need. Sometimes dice are just bad.
They're just bad.
Sometimes that's why I have multiple sets out all the time.
Give me something else.
I had like three games straight of bad rolls and she left. Now look
I don't
at
think
it.
I laughed. Yeah, that's why I have.
Yeah, you
I have my green dye and I have my black dye. Because like whenever I'm like that black one's not doing well.
The stole my fucking armor.
This black one right now. I'm gonna use this green one.
Okay, so everything is loaded on the ship, including Lillian, who's in the brig.
Like urine dice.
The winds.
You don't have a d20. You just have d12.
He's good.
The winds are favorable. The tide is high.
Let's just finish this.
The winds are favorable. The tide is high. As you all board the ship, and you see the island slowly recede into the distance.
Good.
As Riddance. You have finished this adventure and are beginning another.
Good.
Sweet. Thanks so much for joining us for this episode of DCC.
Mm.
Make sure you join us next time to see what happens with the curse, the crew, and DCC Season 2.
Yes. What? Winner?
Thanks so much for joining us, guys. If you want to see more, don't forget, you can see early access at patreon.com/blindwave. Also, be sure to subscribe. There's a ton of links down below, Twitch, all kind of fun stuff that we do. Make sure you check it all out.
Thank you!
Season 2!
One. Uh-huh. Ah.